Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Monday morning, the 7th of October, 7:18, 45 degrees on our way to 75 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Heather Wagner, USD 253, talking about a clothing drive now underway through the 27th of this month. Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great. And you?
We're doing well so far. So before we start talking about this specific effort, this seems like it's been on the calendar now for a number of years. Talk a little bit about how this originated.
Okay, thanks. When I very first started with the district as the homeless liaison, I was working in our community and with our students to see kind of what we were lacking. And the biggest need that I saw year after year was clothing, especially at the change of the seasons. And I wanted to do something where we could get our community involved and helping to support those kids that needed something. And this was easy. People always have clothes that they need to get rid of, and there's always kids out there that need them. So it was a good fit.
Wow. I would have figured that there would have been some sort of food need, but the clothing was overarching, and the way it sounds, it wasn't even close.
Obviously, food is right up there as well. But when you think about clothing, yeah, we sometimes kids, and you guys all know, you've had kids, they change sizes and you wake up one morning and it's super cold outside and all of a sudden you have nothing for them to wear. So,
well,
and
all
clothing
right.
is not cheap.
Yeah, yeah,
true.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So the clothing drive is underway and we'll be through the bulk of this month. So how do we participate? Where is the drop-off and what is the need specifically, Heather?
The drop-off is right inside the Flint Hills Mall by the cinema. And we are really, really needing children's clothes. I say that every year. We'll take all sizes, but children's clothes is what we're really most in need. And when you think of change of season, we're wanting the warm clothes. Again, we'll take whatever, but it's the hats, the coats, the pants, the shirts of kid sizes.
I was going to ask, is there any specific kid sizes that you're needing right now? But it sounds like it. You don't really care about the size. Whatever you can donate is whatever you need.
Yes. We would like it for to be in good condition and clean. Those things help us tremendously.
So new and gently used is how you're describing this?
Yes, absolutely.
What about shoes?
We will take shoes, for sure.
Okay. Heather Wagner is joining us again right now, talking about the Emporia Middle School's clothing drive underway right now through the end of the month. Heather, talk about some of the other work that you're working on right now, some of the other different projects that you're working on right now, helping kids to get through not only the rest of this month, but then that change of seasons getting from fall to winter.
Well, my job with the district is to remove barriers to education. So whatever barrier there may be that is getting in the way of them getting their education, that's going to be what I'm working on. I work district-wide with all of the buildings. So anytime that a student is identified as having a need, they contact me, and then I'm going to work behind the scenes to try to provide either assistance with accessing that resource to the parents or actually getting that physical thing in their hand that they need, whether it be clothing or shoes or supplemental food, money for a haircut, things like that.
Well, you mentioned food. You also organized Spartan Stop up at Emporia High School, and KVOE's annual drive for food is coming up in just a little over a week, so just under 2 weeks from right now on the 17th, and part of our food drive will be going to a Spartan Stop. Tell us how Spartan Stop works and who you're serving at the high school.
Definitely, and first I want to thank you for always including us in that. I cannot explain to you how important that is. The Spartan Stop is a pantry at the high school. And again, it was identified when I very first became the homeless liaison and saw an overwhelming need with those students as well. A lot of times when we have kids at the high school that are, we call them unaccompanied, they're maybe living without a parent or a guardian, and they just need a little extra help. So I saw that obviously the clothing was very important, but also supplemental food. So I started the Spartan Stop in 2017. And again, it is just a resource pantry where we can go to get whatever kids need. So if they're at school and they don't have a backpack, we're going to go grab them a backpack. If they get to school and their shoes are falling apart, we're going to get them shoes. But a big part of that is the supplemental food that goes home with kids on Fridays so that they have food for over the weekend. And without donations from the community, there's no way that I could do anything that I do with the school district. So I just want to give a shout out to Emporia. You guys have always done me proud and supported all of my endeavors. And again, I'm only as strong as the community support, and I have great community support.
Heather, how important with either the food situation right now or the clothing drive is, I guess, maybe a sense of anonymity when it comes to kids that are in this position?
It's very important. And that's kind of why I work behind the scenes, and I let our district staff take care of the needs with the kids. And then I just show up quietly and get that resource to the school, and then they give it to the child. So it's something that can be done without anyone even knowing.
So what types of food specifically are you in need of out at Spartan Stop? What do you use the most?
Things we use the most are things that are meal-friendly. So peanut butter and jelly, any type of noodle that they can cook in a microwave with just water, mac and cheese cups. If you think of ramen noodles, those are great, but some of my kiddos don't have dishes, so the ramen noodle, the cups that come with it, those are perfect because they can just add water and use a microwave. Soups. We don't use a lot of canned vegetables and canned fruit, a little bit, but not a lot. Dinty Moore makes a meal ready that it doesn't have to be in the refrigerator, so think of a frozen dinner, but it's not. They just pop it in the microwave, and it's good to go. Any types of snacks, like individually wrapped snacks, are always good. Any type of breakfast food is always great.
Okay.
Heather, before we wrap things up and kind of reset the clothing drive, and then as mentioned already, the needs that you have here for Spartan Stop going into the drive for food, talk about the reward that you get with this position. Because obviously you're working with a lot of disadvantaged kids, whether it's behind the scenes or in maybe a face-to-face role, more behind the scenes than anything else. What type of reward do you get here in helping these kiddos have a better chance of getting through school successfully?
My job is extremely rewarding. It's difficult and sad, but it's also extremely rewarding. Just getting to see the smiles on their faces and having kids that come back later and say, wow, you really helped me. Thanks a lot. But I feel like it's our community that's done it. It's not just me. I'm just the person that gets the need met, but I couldn't do it with our community. It's amazing. And it's great to know that the number one thing we can give kids to be successful in their future is education. So anything that we can do as a community to help those kids get their education, I'm all in for that.
All right, Heather, again, tell us about the clothing drive, where the drop-off location is, and what you need.
Drop-off location is inside the Flint Hills Mall right by the cinema, and I'm really, really needing children's clothes of all sizes, especially anything that would work for winter. So coats, jackets, hoodies, pants, anything that would be great for the coming cold weather.
Okay, and then the drive for food, what do you need us to donate for that?
For food, anything non-perishable that is meal-friendly and easy to pack for kids that maybe don't have things that we think of. So even when you think about soup, I always buy soup cans that have pop-tops. So things that we don't really think about. Think about if those kids only had a microwave and water, could they eat this? And that's what I need.
All right, Heather, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Good luck on it.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, Heather Wagner, USD 253 clothing drive underway through the 27 drop-off for the children's clothes that they are in most need of is just outside the Flint Hills Cinema at Flint Hills Mall.
All right. If you want to be part of our newsmaker spots, I'm going to just say now, hurry up, because our next available date's the 17th. That may be claimed before the morning is out. We do have scatter dates already taken out through the middle of November now, and we know that there's a whole bunch